This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. Let me talk about the power of one person today. Do you know that whilst we live in a big world, many people, it takes one person to make a big difference? And I think this is important because there's a sense that if you're one person, you're powerless in the face of problems in the world. Groups are asking for donations. We get what we call donor fatigue. People are often wanting money. But did you know that one person can make a difference? And what I want to do this morning is just to mention briefly six people who have made a big difference in our world. Joan of Arc. Now, Joan of Arc was a 15th century French girl who believed that through her voices that she heard, God was directing her to get rid of the English and restore the French throne. And some believe that she was an epileptic whose seizures were the sources of her voices. She actually did provide inspired national leadership and restored the morale of the French troops. She actually got the English out of France. But then in 1431, at the age of 19, she was burned at the stake. She was branded a heretic. And then in 1920, the Catholic Church canonized her. So Joan of Arc certainly was one person who made a big difference. What about Mahatma Gandhi? Well, he developed the concept of what we call passive resistance, and he used that as an effective means of protest. He actually used it to help India gained independence from Britain in 1947. He refused to take up arms against the colonial power, and he founded actually the world's largest democracy. And that was an interesting thing. He was assassinated, unfortunately, in 1948. So Mahatma Gandhi will be remembered as a significant person. Then in 1910 in Macedonia was born Mother Teresa. I've spoken about Mother Teresa before on this program. She was a young nun who was moved by some of the terrible conditions of the poor people in Calcutta. And so she took upon herself the poverty of the people she served, and she wanted to become an example of Jesus Christ to many people. So she got permission to start a new order of nuns called the Missionaries of Charity or the Sisters of Charity. In 1979, she gained the Nobel Peace Prize and died in 1997. But do you know that before she died, over 40,000 sick and dying people had been cared for in her Calcutta facility. So she's certainly a significant person. Another person that I think influences the world or has influenced the world is Nelson Mandela. We've heard of Nelson Mandela. He spent over 20 years in prison in South Africa for his political activists. And we know that he became the first president of an officially multiracial South Africa. And Nelson Mandela, still remembered today. Jodie Williams. You may not have heard of Jodie Williams. She was a protester for the war in Vietnam, but she was coordinator of the international campaign to ban landmines and gained international recognition through that. And she became well known and, in fact, would still be remembered for the winning the Nobel Peace Prize there back in 1997. And the final person I want to mention, I think, tops them all, thinking of Jesus Christ. And if you're a Christian, you would recognize that Jesus had the most influence in our world. He didn't really have a big organization behind him. In fact, he had a bit of a ragtag group of followers behind him. He took on the religious and political powers of his day, and he was arrested. We know that in reading the Bible. There was a trumped-up charge, and he was crucified. He was executed on a cross. It was really a political an act of political expediency that Jesus was crucified in that time. And what makes Jesus different from other heroes, that he, in fact, was the human incarnation of God. He was the Son of God. He set aside his own dignity to live amongst us. And Jesus Christ, I think, is the ultimate example of the power of one. Well, dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for the difference that you did make as a significant person as you walked on earth. You moved among the people of Galilee. You shared with people your love, and lives were changed as they are today. Thank you, Lord, for your influence in our world today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.